Hi guys, it's Real Talk with Tracy, and I hardly know where to begin. Oh, for those of you who've been following my podcast, you know that I was adopted by my mother's sister when I was a little girl, and that my aunt and uncle raised me, and they kept it a secret until I was 12 years old. The secret of who my parents were and the fact that my aunt and uncle adopted me, that was all revealed after my aunt's nervous breakdown. And everything seemed to go downhill from there. She started drinking. It was a really bad situation. And my uncle that raised me was always very critical, kind of sadistic, used to tickle me until I was in a great deal of pain. I remember being called stupid over and over and over. It was a really hard situation. And I went from having what I perceived was a perfect childhood, because ideally in my mind, I really thought it was a perfect childhood, to just this nightmare, and eventually put myself in foster care and wound up going to counseling and wound up having a great career, meeting a wonderful man, having a terrific marriage, but still am haunted by what's happened in my family and, really trying to just let it all go. Growing up, there was my Uncle Dan. His picture was on the wall of my grandparents, and everybody looked towards him like he was, I don't know, like Jesus of the family. I mean, it was a Jewish family, but everybody looked up to him like, he's so handsome, he's so rich, he's so successful, he's so amazing, he's so incredible. And I would see him maybe, I don't know, just a handful of times in my childhood, and always kind of looked up to him because the family really idolized him, because he was Mr. Olympia, and he was so good looking, and he made so much money, and he was so powerful. So as I got older, guess about 30 years ago, I went and visited him and his wife with my husband. We had a beautiful dinner. I got to see their beautiful, gigantic house. And we started a friendship on the phone, and I would talk to him maybe, not a lot, maybe three times a year. We would talk about my corporate job. We would talk about, different things that he's doing. And he would always give great advice. And I loved hearing his voice because he reminded me of his dad, who was my grandfather. They have the similar voice. And my grandpa passed away, and so he's not around anymore. And as the years went on and they got older, I really wanted to go visit. I wanted to go see my Uncle Dan and his wife, and I wanted to sit there in their living room, and I wanted him to tell me stories and share pictures and maybe let me take some pictures home of the early years in the family before everything got crazy and when things are really good. He has a very hard time acknowledging anything that happened to me. He likes to think of his sister as being a saint because she took care of her elderly, bedridden mother. And it didn't seem to bother him that I wasn't talking to her all these years, because he would talk to me and we just wouldn't discuss her. But then after she died and her sister died, which was really weird, they died the same week. But anyways, after they died, he really pulled away and he just didn't want to talk to me. And I didn't know why. And I really wanted to go visit. And I just love his wife. His wife and I talk on the phone every week. She's a lovely person. Those two never had kids together. She never had kids. And she loves having me as a niece, and I love having her as an aunt. And we talk and we laugh. And she is really unhappy now. She has told me that her marriage is really miserable and that he keeps everything under lock and key, all the financial stuff. She has no way of looking at anything. He controls everything. He controls who she sees, where she goes. And he is now in his 90s and she is 80. And every time I talk to her, she's sad. And it's really, really, really hard because I feel like I want to rescue her. And at the same time, I'm not even related to her. I'm related to him, which is awful because I thought that there was some goodness in my family somewhere. I thought somewhere in this family, besides me, who I have a very big heart for people, I thought there had to be some goodness. And just to find out really how he is and how mean he is now and how he's just like this grumpy old guy and he doesn't care about his wife and they kind of live in separate parts of the house, it makes me really sad. And he has no desire to see me. He has no desire for his wife to even celebrate her birthday or even buy her a card or even wish her a happy birthday. It's a very sad existence. And they're living in the lap of luxury. I won't say where, but in a very expensive, wealthy area, in a very beautiful, gorgeous home. And my aunt's miserable. And she's a wonderful human being. And she's kind and she's caring. And she's living with this guy who is just angry and bitter and doesn't care about anything but himself and his two little dogs. And I wanted to go up and visit them, but he could care less, you know. So why would I want to go up and see someone who doesn't want to see me? You know, I've extended the invitation for her to come here. And I've said to her, you know, you can get on a plane. I'll pick you up at the airport. You can come here. You could stay close by. There's a bunch of hotels really close to where I am. I can take you out for all your meals. We could get manicures and pedicures and hang out together. I had wanted to show her some assisted living facilities that were close by. So if he winds up passing away before her, she'll be able to cash in that big house and she'll have the money to, if she wants, to go to a really beautiful, wonderful, high-end assisted living facility. And if she moved by me, of course, I would visit her. So it just hurts my heart. It hurts my heart. I see so many people going through so many things and I don't know why this affects me so much. I don't know why, even when I walk by a stranger sometimes, I can feel their pain. And it's a really weird thing. I remember being in Ross, it's a dress store, and I remember shopping and walking by someone, and I could just tell that this woman was so upset. And I looked at her and I like tapped her arm and I asked her, are you okay? And she just started crying all about her daughter. And she's like, oh my God, you're an angel, you know, and we wound up hugging. I mean, just a total stranger. It's like I tune in to people when they're having sadness or when they're having pain or when they're having a problem. And I do this with all of my friends, and it's just really hard. It's really hard. It's hard to carry that burden. It's hard to relate to people on that level because I feel at times like I have to save them. I have to fix it. And there's been times when I've jumped in and I have fixed it. When my sister-in-law was going through a really bad marriage, I helped her and she got out of that bad marriage. And she keeps thanking me over and over and over because her life is so much better now that she got out of it. But I don't feel the need to do that with everybody, but it was just because I love her so much and I couldn't see her in this bad situation any longer. It was just breaking my heart. So getting back to family, I have a wonderful husband, you guys. He is, for as crappy and shitty and painful as my family's been for me, my husband is the opposite. And I'm really blessed that I have such a great person as my husband and friend in my life, because I just don't think I could have made it with all this negativity and all this sadness. Also, so many people that have been passing away from cancer. And then my very best friend, who is in a memory facility that's not near me. She's 8 or 9 hours away, which breaks my heart, because to see her, I don't feel comfortable driving 9 hours each way. So I take a plane, and then I rent a car, and then I see her, and then I stay overnight at a hotel, and then I see her the next day, and then I return the car, fly back home. I'm really sounding like a downer, and I don't want to be a downer, you guys. I don't want to be a downer around my friends. I don't. I want to be uplifting and happy and positive, and a lot of people turn to me, but I'm just having a hard time being able, like, I feel like, you know when you see a donkey? We went to Petra. You know how you see those donkeys and they're loaded up with a bunch of stuff on their back? You know, and they're walking through this canyon and they look really tired. I feel like that. I feel like there's just too much that I'm carrying around and I need to put it all down and I need to take that all off. And I feel like I need to be free from all of these issues and problems that other people have. I need to just, and it sounds probably selfish, but I need to focus just on me and my health and my husband. And I need to maybe not take those phone calls as much. Maybe not be there as much, because here's another, for instance, we have a great, great, great friend. He was the best man in our wedding. We love him so much. And he has a really bad alcohol problem now, and he's in another state. And we've had serious talks with him on the phone about what he needs to do to get his act together. And I'm losing sleep. I'm literally losing sleep over these issues that have gone on in my family, these friends that have passed from cancer, my friend that has Alzheimer's, our good friend that's now this horrible alcoholic. I'm going through a lot of emotional pain, and I'm not 100% sure, really. Just, I mean, I'm okay. You don't need to worry about me, but I mean, I just don't know how to just walk out of it. I don't know how to talk to some of these people and be there for them, and at the same time, not lose sleep and not be laying in bed at night worrying about them and not feeling like I have to fix their problem. And I'm not sure why God has led me in these situations. I know that I've been helpful to people. I know that's a good thing. God probably looks down on me and thinks, okay, well, that's really good, because she's being really helpful to these people that need support. But at the same time, it's just too much pressure. It's just way, 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 way too much pressure. And one thing I value so much is my peace of mind, because I have OCD. If you've listened to some of my podcasts, I have OCD and I get depression. And it kind of ebb and flows, but it's really, really hard. I don't even know if I'm going to publish this one. I don't even know what I'm going to call it. It's just a podcast on my thoughts about what's happening around me. And I really need to get dressed and get out of the house and go join a club or do something for myself and stop worrying about saving and fixing everybody's issues. So I do talk to a counselor each week. I've done that on and off for years. I don't know how much it's helped, but I would really like to be able to let go of feeling any kind of responsibility or any kind of ownership for the suffering of others. Does that make sense? Anyways, you guys, we are all going through something in life. Life has its challenges. If you have a wonderful, big, loving family that really supports you and loves you, oh my God, you're so blessed. And I'm a little bit jealous. I'm a little bit jealous, but I'm happy for you. And God's been good to me, and I've overcome a lot, and I'm proud of myself that I have. So now in my 60s, I hope to just have a lot more inner peace and be able to let go of a lot of these issues and a lot of the suffering that I see around me. And then, of course, on the news. So you can't turn on the TV without feeling sad and depressed because everything's going to crap. Everything's expensive. You got Republicans and Democrats fighting each other. You got the war in Ukraine. You got global warming. You know, everything seems negative. So we started watching this show. It's called Good Witches. It's on Netflix, and it's just like, it's a Hallmark series. It's just happy-go-lucky. It's just really uplifting and wonderful. I've also been listening to a lot of YouTube videos by Dave Ramsey, who talks about, you know, getting out of debt and saving money and, you know, how to live your life. I really enjoy that too. And then I've been reading this book called Metabolical, which is The Lore and Lies of Processed Food, Nutrition, and Modern Medicine. And I've been using an app called Yuka. That's an app that scans your food to let you know what are the bad ingredients in your food, the bad additives that you should not be eating. And I've been using that a lot because I don't want to keep eating chemicals. I think that's another reason why so many people are getting ill from eating all these chemicals. But anyway, this is just a little bit of a vent and a rant. I don't know if I'll publish this, but if I do, I just want to say, you guys, you're not alone in this crazy thing we call life. I'm sending love and light to all of you, wishing you a beautiful day and a wonderful week. All right, take care, guys. You've been listening to Hi Guys, Real Talk with Tracy, and you could also find me on my YouTube channel, under the same name. Hi, guys. Real Talk with Tracy. Take care. Bye.